Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabin Deborah Brandt. Today is day 17, Emuna, Life in Messiah Yeshua, A Chosen Generation. Meditation verses for today, 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. For you were once not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Kepha, or Peter, is quoting Hosea the prophet. Hosea 1:9, then he said, "Name him Lo Ami, for you are not my people, and I am not yours." Hosea 2:5, "And I will sow her in the land for myself. I will have compassion on Lo Ruhamah. I will say to Lo Ami, you are my people. And they will say, my God." That word chosen in the Greek is ekletos. It means to choose or select, chosen. In the group of three important biblical words, eklektos, eklego, and eklogi, choice or election, selection involves thoughtful and deliberate consideration. A royal priesthood, the Greek is hieratuma. It's to officiate as a priest, a priesthood as a fraternity, a body of priests, referring to all Messianic Jewish and Messianic Gentiles who are said to offer spiritual sacrifices and are called a royal priesthood. A holy nation, Greek ethnos, a multitude, people, race, belonging, and living together. Yahweh Elohim's own possession, the Greek parapoiesis, means to acquire or purchase, in acquiring, obtaining, and purchasing, where until the redemption of the purchased possession is equivalent to the redemption acquired for us by Messiah. A people for an acquisition or purpose means a people acquired or purchased to himself in a peculiar or unique manner. They shall be unto me an acquisition or a peculiar property. Called out of darkness into his marvelous light. What is the purpose of this calling? So that we may proclaim the excellence of Him, Yeshua. A chosen people, the King's Hohanim, a holy nation, a people for God to possess. In the Tanakh, these terms are applied to the Jewish people, Israel. Kepha applies them to the readers of his letter, who according to 1 Peter 1:1 are firstly Messianic Jews, and secondly, Messianic Gentiles who truly identify with them. Romans 1:16, and what it means to be God's chosen people, see Acts 13:17, the Bible resolves doubts and questions about election by stating its true purpose. In order for you to declare the praises of the one who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light, namely God, or Yahweh Elohim. The word Jew in Hebrew is Yehudi, related to the words Hud, praise, and Todah, thanks. To be a Jew, then, is to be one who praises and thanks God. The very name of the Jewish people reflects God's, or Yahweh Elohim's, purpose in choosing us. Gentiles grafted into Israel and therefore sharing Israel's spiritual life through her Messiah are chosen for the same purpose, Jewish New Testament commentary. Regarding the term Gentiles, Shaul states that those who were Gentiles have now crossed over by faith in the Messiah of Israel and now are a part of Israel, not replacing them but becoming a part of them, which means following the ways of Yahweh, His Torah, and His Messiah, whom He sent, Yeshua. Some of us come from an all-Jewish background, some both Jewish and Gentile, some Gentile, but according to the Scriptures, we are one new man in Messiah Yeshua. Ephesians 2, 11-14, therefore keep in mind that once you, Gentiles in the flesh, were called uncircumcision by those called circumcision, which is performed on flesh by hands. At that time you were separate from Messiah, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers of the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Messiah Yeshua, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of the Messiah. For he is our shalom, the one who has made two into one and broke down the middle wall of separation. Within his flesh he made powerless the hostility. Verse 15, the law code of mitzvah contained in regulations. He did this in order to create within himself one new man from two groups, making shalom, and to reconcile both to God in one body through the cross by which he put the hostility to death. And he came and proclaimed shalom to you who were far away, and to shalom who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by the same Ruach. So then you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but you are fellow citizen with God's people and members of God's household. You have been built on the foundation made up of the emissaries and prophets, with Messiah Yeshua himself being the cornerstone. In him, the whole building being fit together is growing into a holy temple for the Lord. In him, you are also being built together into God's dwelling place in the Ruach. Those who have put their faith in Messiah from the nations, the wild olive branch, have had a status change. We are no longer outside the covenant of Israel, but have been grafted into the covenant through Messiah Yeshua. Now both the natural olive branches and the wild olive branches are both olive branches. One was born into the covenant, one was outside the covenant. Now as one new man, they are one olive tree in Messiah Yeshua. There is no room for arrogance or pride on either side, because all need redemption, which is only found in the Messiah is Israel, Yeshua. Romans 11:16-18, again, Tree of Life. If the first root is holy, so is the whole batch of dough, and if the root is holy, so are the branches. But if some of the branches are broken off, and you, being a wild olive, are grafted in among them, and become a partaker of the root of the olive tree with its richness, do not boast against the branches, but if you do boast, it is not you who support the root, but the root supports you. Continuing verse 19-22, you will say then, branches were broken off so that I may be grafted in. True enough, they were broken off because of unbelief, and you stand by faith. Do not be arrogant, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, neither will he spare you. Notice then the kindness and severity of God. Severity to those who fell, but God's kindness towards you. If you continue in his kindness, otherwise you will be cut off. Romans 23-24, continuing, and they also, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if you are cut out of that which is by nature a wild olive tree, and grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will those natural branches be grafted in to their own olive tree? Chosen, again, to become his set-apart people, both Jews and the nations. Royal priesthood to serve the king. A holy nation set apart for Messiah. Yahweh Elohim's own possession. We are not our own. We are bought with a price. Called out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are now light shining in the darkness, so that we may proclaim the excellency of him in Yeshua. Shalom in Yeshua.